You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very talented, the very lovely, the very articulate Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Christy?
I am doing great, Dan.
You're surviving the deep freeze?
Oh, gosh. We've got a lot of empty houses right now, so our team's like taking turns running around and checking heat like every other day.
Oh, really?
Or something.
Okay.
Because, you know, some of them have, they're doing it themselves, but some of them they're not in the area or whatever. It's like, these are going to close in a couple weeks. I'll be happy because, yeah.
You know, I never thought of that.
Yeah, we've got, you know, it seems like most of our listings right now are people moving to senior living centers or one level townhomes,
okay,
and they've already on the move, so we've got quite a few like that. It's kind of weird.
Now, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. If something does happen, isn't that the owner's responsibility?
It
to
is.
Keep the,
and okay. Yes, and my husband, you know, yells at me for doing this because he's like, you know, I don't want the responsibility because he's, you know, used to be in
law enforcement.
And stuff,
yeah,
and so he's all CYA, and I'm all like, okay, we want to help these people, you know, so it's kind of a struggle between us, but, you know, I've reached out to all the owners and said it's going to be super cold,
okay,
so if you can have a family member go, I mean, we'll run by twice during the week if you can go the other days, but we should be checking them every day this week because it's really cold, just to make sure, because you never know.
If a heating system goes out, pipes burst, and what a mess.
Yeah, so we're just, you know, being careful, and nothing's happening, but, you know, it still is just good to be cautious when a house is empty, and I try to, like, run the water, flush a toilet when you're there, you know, just because houses are not made to be empty a long time.
Right, they're made to be lived in.
Yes.
I learned something today, so the show's over. I'm going home. Just teasing you. That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That, you think about it, and yeah, that's right. Something could happen, couldn't it?
Well, you just never know, and I just don't want any chances, so we're just checking things, you know, more than normal when it's this cold.
Well, it'll be over shortly.
Yes.
So. Well, Christy, how are sales this week in this kind of weather? What effect does it have?
You know, I knew it was going to be slow during the week. So we've got like one listing coming on that we put coming soon this week, but we're not putting it live till like tomorrow when it's starting to warm up, or Saturday. So, because I figured most people wouldn't go out much. Mm-hmm. And a couple of our listings that sold like the week before, you know, got through inspections and everything. So moving towards closing. But yeah, so there's been a few, but it's been a slower week. Just time to catch up on other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You talk about this weather. My next question was going to be, isn't it tough moving in this kind of weather? But when we moved into Turtle Drive, I call it, and that was a long time ago. I mean,
yes,
it was in right. We spent New Year's Day moving in, and it was like this, you know, below zero the whole time. Only the sun wasn't out. And I think I told you the story. We were talked in by Harvey Radke, if you remember him, into getting a home warranty. I'd never heard of him, and I don't know that they had been around that long ago, 15, 18 years ago.
Yep.
And I said, okay, Harvey, Dan, you know, we trusted him like we've used you and trust you in your family, and as well as all the realtors at Edina Realty. But so we did. We put it on. And we get up the next morning, and that house had been vacant for a while. And it's cold, and the house is cold. The furnace went out, and we did make a call to the home warranty, and they got somebody out there right away. And it was something in the furnace. I don't even know how much it was. It was a part, and he said it's fairly expensive. But guess what?
Got it fixed.
Never had to pay a cent on it.
You know, it's funny because
what you're saying is perfect.
And we have warranties on a lot of these houses that are in effect now during the time it's listed until it closes, and then for the buyers for a year. So I'm like, if something does happen, we can call the warranty company, which is wonderful. But I'm shocked. I don't know how they make any money at warranty. We got a warranty gal that comes to our office every once in a while. And she said our office alone with all the warranties had over $93,000 in claims last year.
Wow. How much? I wonder how much went into those. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea how many warranties were sold through our office or whatever. But what I'm finding, and she brings me these slips every quarter of each house that, you know, were under my name, either my listing and a buyer bought it or whatever. But I have one slip that comes in every once in a while. And these people bought a house from me like 12, 13 years ago. So they just keep extending the warranty. And so they're still utilizing it. And so I'm like, wow. But we just had a house that the washer was leaking and they got a brand new washer.
Wow.
So it's not like the Minigasco Plus service where they'll only fix it. If they can't, if it's too expensive to fix it, they'll just replace it. So, I mean, there was a few claims that on some of my listings that sold where they were $1,000, $1,500 claims, you know, furnace things or electrical or plumbing even. They even do some plumbing things. So it's kind of cool. I really think if you get anything that's a little older in your house, you know, or the buyers are coming back from the inspection and wanting the warranty if the sellers didn't put it on up front.
Well, and I know you didn't have to sell us on the warranty. You asked us about it. We said yes real quick. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, because you know it works.
Well, it did. And the thing about it is the reason I didn't want to buy it at the time, and the people from Edina Realty, thank goodness they're so persuasive and good at what they do, was talked into it. Because when we moved into that home on Turtle Drive there, it was the house was empty because the company, the guy got transferred to a company out west somewhere, you know. And so the house was empty. But at that point, the house was only like 7 years old. So, you know, you're thinking, 7 years old. You know, if this was a 20-year-old home, you know, maybe. But guess what?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I am hearing more and more that water heaters and things, they don't make them to last 15, 20 years anymore. They're, I mean, people's things are going out after three, 5, 6 years. And it's like, you know, you think you're safe, but I can't tell you how many times when you're going to move, something goes out. You know?
Yep. So. Well, I experienced it. I thought a seven-year-old house, and then Harvey, you never know, Dan. Just, you know, he says, do it as a favor for me. And I go, okay, Harvey.
I know. And it's like.
And then I thanked him and took him out to dinner.
Yes. Well, you know, especially with empty houses, I'm like, what if something goes out? You know, I mean, it's just good to have some insurance on the things so that you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pay it till closing. So
yeah, exactly. And money well spent. I mean, we got that first year, and I mean, we carried insurance on that for quite a few years after that. So I'm sure they got their money back. But we just had that one claim, and what a, you know, and it's 20 below outside, for gosh sakes.
Yeah,
and they came right away. They,
they have a lot of service people. I mean, they're always adding more, and if they can't get someone in an area, they'll, you know, they'll work with people, so they're pretty good.
Yep, I have to say so. Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. You can call our office at 651-437-2121 or email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
There, you took my job away from me.
I know.
Well, how any current listings?
Yeah, we've got a one-level townhome on Steeple. That is a nice and large with a sunroom to the back. It's an open layout. And then it's got a full finished walkout basement with a huge patio below. So you got a deck up above and a walkout patio, covered patio below, with another bedroom, huge family room, kitchenette. And that just is coming on tomorrow. I believe it's live. It's got a ton of updates, and that's $439.9. So, I mean, it's a lot of house. You know, we just had one with an unfinished basement out on Rushmore for like $335. And it's like, you know, can you justify $100,000? Well, you got a whole basement. It's to finish a basement, you're talking $70,000, $80,000.
At
least. You got a walkout where that wasn't a walkout. that, you know, this has this huge laundry room, open layout. It's got a lot of updates, almost everything, and it's been switched over. So yeah, I think it's a lot of house for the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice one.
Neat. Well, our topic of the week, warranties. No.
I know. We could just talk about warranties.
firsthand experience. And I'm telling you, folks, if you have the chance, you shouldn't pass it up. Well, our topic of the week, where to start when you want to sell your home?
You know, I have always been telling people, just even if you're 2 years, 5 years out, give us a call, because you want to make choices when you're remodeling or painting or doing things that will affect your resale. Because, you know, if you're going to have the house painted, why would you do it all these specialized colors? Just do it neutral and decorate with your pictures and decor, but keep it neutral. Well, what's neutral? Some people put like a yellowish tone. I wouldn't suggest a gray. I wouldn't suggest a yellowish. I wouldn't suggest a bluish. I mean, I've got certain colors that are between a tan and a gray. You know, I mean, so I give people colors that I suggest that they paint. I'm going to see a house tomorrow, and she's probably a few years out, but she wants to know what she should do now to get it ready. And I'm like, good. I'm glad you're calling me now because, you know, I mean, her husband's starting to get older, and she's in the country. She needs to know, you know, we should check your well and septic. Do those need to be updated? They have to be to code to sell the house, you know. So she wants to know if she should do this or this. Should I change this appliance? I find people doing things all the time that are not going to add value.
I was just going to ask you, the biggest thing I think you folks do is, to save. Why waste money that
yes.
point, or do unnecessary upgrades that you're not going to get?
Well, and they do it because they want it. But a buyer's not going to give a crap if you put a nice cabinet in the laundry room or not. You know, I mean, I hate to say that, because you want these nice cabinets, but that adds zero value. So, you know, I would rather see you do this in your house if you're thinking resale than this. You know, if they're going to put a certain kind of floor in, or they're going to do something, just call us and say, hey, I would really love your opinion before I do this, because we might sell in 2 years, 5 years. You know, we just want to know what's best for resale. And you know what? I went through classes years ago to be a certified stager. And so we do staging on houses that a lot of people don't even know.
You did ours.
Yeah. I mean, I think we ended up renting some furniture for years. Yes, but now you did. I have two storage units with some furniture. So
what does your husband think of that, huh, Christy?
Well, we had one storage unit with pictures and just miscellaneous stuff without much furniture. And then I started getting a few pieces, and they ended up in our garage. And he finally was like, let's just get a second storage unit. And then... And then he was like, well, now I suppose you can get a couple more pieces. And I was like, don't tell me that, because you know I'll go get more. Love but, Wayfair.
But you did, you did a great job. And
We've got like one dining room table that we keep shuffling from house to house. And we've got some fold-up bed frames that we put a blow-up mattress on in the bedrooms. And
that's funny.
We got a couch love seat and like four chairs. I mean, you know, and lots of pictures and just things for the kitchen. It's just little things, but when you got these empty houses, sometimes it helps. Or if some people are partially moved out, it helps to stage the house a little bit without having to spend $3,000 to $5,000 for a stager. You know, so people don't even know we do that, but I got to get it out there more, I suppose.
There, you just did.
I know.
You did. sometime we should do a show. You said something very interesting, Christy. Sometime we should do a show about selling your home in the country, because it is a lot different than selling in the city. And and in full disclosure, you sold us our current home out, well, that was what, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
Seems like yesterday.
I know.
And you jumped through all the hoops for us, or told us all about it and everything passed. I mean, you have to have the septic system tested, and they do the perk test on the stuff and the well and making
Didn't
sure.
Didn't you remodel your kitchen?
We
from
remodeled
some,
the whole house.
You
yeah.
did, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
I have visions. I can go in and go, you know what? I'd take out this wall. But I'm good
at... You did tell us a lot of stuff.
But I'm good at spending other people's money, so don't always listen to me. But if you want to know, I have a good
yes,
vision
you did have
for things
a lot
like
of stuff
that.
You told us about it
yeah.
that is done in that house. And you've been there since it's been remodeled.
And it looks awesome. Your kitchen looks great.
Yeah, and that you suggested that. But, I mean, I grew up out in the country and knew buying and selling the house, but it had been decades and decades since I had. And it was so nice to have you walk us through what we needed to do and what had to be done and all this and that. Because it is a different experience than buying or selling a home in any town.
Yeah, it is different. I mean, country is a different thing. And, you know, there's just so much more that goes into it, you know, and you can, what's cool about country is you can do remodels or additions or things, and you don't have to worry about being the most expensive house on the block.
Yes.
Where, like, if you're in town on a block, I might say, you know, I don't know if I do that big addition. You might not get your money back because your neighborhood, you know. So there's, each house is a little different, but, I mean, call me, please. Just call me and say, hey, we're thinking of doing this, or we need help, or we want to do a remodel. I'd love your opinion, because I actually am pretty good at visualizing. I've redone my house and my old house, and I
do
this stuff a lot.
Like you said, you're a certified house
stager.
So you would know the stuff. You'd know what it is. And most of all, you know what's going to increase the value of the home, or something that won't increase the value of the home.
I can be like, don't do that. That's not going to, you know, I know you want that, but if you're thinking resale, it's not going to add value. So it's a good idea. I had one of my last clients ask me to come over and help him pick blinds, and I was like, sure. So I went over there, and, you know, he built a new one-level villa and needed a little help, and so I helped him pick some neutral colors and what kinds would be best. I mean, I love doing that stuff. I love that.
So, well, now maybe there's going to be the birth of a new business here. So if anybody has would like some ideas on remodeling and stuff, can they give Christy a call?
Maybe
a small fee?
I'm happy to help. I mean, I you know, I'm not an interior design decorator, you know, but I certainly have seen a lot of houses. Over 20, almost 29 years.
Wow.
Whoa. How'd that happen? I'm only what? Okay, almost 51.
When you're only 30 years old, how did that happen? You started young.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, no, I love doing that stuff. I love helping people pick paint colors, you know, countertop, whatever. I mean, you can go into places, but if you want another opinion from a realtor, from a resale perspective, give me a call.
And when you want to buy or sell your home, who do they call?
They should give me a call.
And how can they get a hold of you, Christy?
Well, my cell phone is 651-216-4676. The office is 651-437-2121. And you can go to edinarealty.com, look up offices, and then you can find me and get all my other information. But yeah, just give us a call.
Okay. Christy, it's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Again, Christy's cell phone, 651-216-4676. Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office, 651-437-2121, and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.